Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, every institution, every industry has a dark side. I imagine if we really wanted to, Kristen could be here for the next hour diving into this one.
Bert Show listener Sarah emailed me. Hi, Kristen. I had an idea for your dark side segment. I don't think I've heard you do this one. The dark side of the PTA.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
You might call it PTA, you might call it PTO. The Parent Teacher Association or Parent Teacher Organization.
Either way, you're going to have PTSD.
So there were a couple of headlines that were very, very common. And I'm just going to go through these really quick so you have an idea that some people cannot be trusted with money. PTA president allegedly stole $40,000 from New York City elementary school, blew it on Amazon and vet bills.
Oof.
A couple has been accused of stealing $53,000 from the PTA of two schools and the Old Bridge Rebels football and cheer program.
Damn.
And then lastly, Northern Virginia PTO president accused of embezzling more than $80,000.
Wow.
I know.
80,000?
Dude.
What?
That's insane.
It is crazy. So it was just page after page of PTA, PTO presidents stealing and embezzling money. Then I go over to the teachers of Reddit, and somebody asked, what was the worst behavior of a parent you've witnessed during a PTA meeting? We'll start. One year, we had to hold a special election PTA meeting due to the fact that the former PTA president decided to embezzle the PTA school funds for personal use during the election for a new president. The old president thought it would be a good idea to show up to the meeting to plead her case that she was not a criminal. She ran to the microphone, yelled at everyone that she was framed, told everyone that the FBI was now involved and that they were all going down. Pulled out a vodka bottle from her purse, threw it at the principal's head.
What?
She missed. And then when she was done, got in her car, backed into a fifth grader teacher's car that happened to teach her middle child.
No.
That is insane.
Uh-huh. Next we have, I watched a mom get into a fist fight with another mom because she accused her of buying store-bought brownies for the PTA.
How dare she?
The last thing I heard was, are you accusing my great-grandmother recipe of being store-bought? And then fists went flying. This this one, I called the dean. This is from a student whose parent responded at a PTA meeting, okay? I called the dean a George Costanza-looking MF, but actually said out the word. And got suspended for it. Dad went to the PTA meeting later that week. As the dean was explaining to him what I did to get suspended, my dad laughed, and another father said, he He's not wrong. Well, he's wrong for saying that, but the description fits. They were not allowed back to any PTA.
I'm 100% sure of that.
And then I found myself over on Romper and had moms share their PTA stories.
What is Romper?
Romper's a website. So Romper had this page for moms to share their PTA incidences. And one mom says, "We have an organic mafia at my son's school. They openly shame you if you bring any snacks that don't meet their high standard." That's hysterical. They actually call them the organic mafia.
Organic mafia.
She says, "Last time my contribution was sent home unopened because it didn't meet the organic mafia standard." At our end of year PTA party, the two moms started having an argument. It got out of hand and there was some hair pulling. Then the dads went at it. In the end, all four of them ended up in the principal's office. And then lastly, at our summer barbecue, this parent volunteer kept complaining about having to help out. She would avoid jobs, stand and watch everyone else clean up, just go around the corner to get a smoke. In the end, one of the organizers said, "Why did you even volunteer to help?" She answered that she didn't. She was court mandated to assist in her child's school activities. That's why she didn't want to participate in any of the PTA activities. So there you have it.
We could go on and on and on and on and
there,
on.
There you have it. So, and one person on the Reddit thread was like, "Man, I have always avoided PTA, PTO. I was never going to sign up, but now you guys, these meetings are lit. Like, I want to get a piece of this action.
I want to see the fights."
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.